bless America! And welcome back, buddy. It's the Jazz McKay Radio Extravaganza, 1560 AM and 97.7 FM, KNZR. And look who I found wandering through the hallways of KNZR, Alpha Media Bakersfield, but Dr. Mensing from the practice. Hey, Doc.
Yeah, 13th floor of the plush areas in downtown Oildale.
It's beautiful downtown Oildale. Who do you have with you? You've got a guest here.
Dr. Sibeli from Stockdale Radiology.
Dr. Sibeli, nice to meet you.
This is actually, to me, a big day. All right. As you know, every radiology company, including Stockdale, gives free... Or not free, but discounted in October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month,
right.
Gives, instead of $140, $160 for a screening mammal, gives discounts to $70, $65. All right? And now, since they started doing it, I mean, everybody's wanting following it. So all the companies are doing it. You know, many of the companies are doing it for that month. But we use Stockdale Radiology. We're very happy with it. But there's several things I just thought people need to know. Number one, Stockdale Radiology. First of all, it is the only company, listen to the jazz, that has special low-dose radiation mammography machines.
Half the dose.
It's the only company in California that has these machines.
Mm-hmm. Why don't more have it?
No, it costs more, but it's half a dose of radiation for it. Mm-hmm. It's the only company in California. Listen to that. This is amazing. All right, in Little Kern County.
Little
Bakersfield. Now, here's what's better yet, okay? And Dr. Soddy, I mean, he's the head of Stockdale Radiology, and he's one of the few radiologists in town that has his fellowship in women's health and breast stuff, all right? And he's passionate about this, all right? That's his deal. That's why he has this fancy machine. No one else in the state has it, all right? This is technology up here, amazing. But here's what's neat, what they have done, Stockdale's done, all right? To me, it's just, for our patients, it's amazing. And they're opening us up to everybody, not only for practice patients. That's why I brought her on. Here's the neat thing. For the next 2 months, I believe, two or three months.
Mm-hmm. Until December.
All right? They are opening it up with Links for Life so that any woman who needs a mammogram, who can't afford it, it can get it for free through Links for Life. That's a big deal, Jazz.
And this is the low-dose radiation.
That's the fancy one.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's wow. All right? I think, how many people get cancer in Kern County with breast cancer?
Well, it has, I didn't find any recent reports, but what I was able to find was a report back from 2011 where they had 400 diagnosed and then 75 deaths. That's 75 unnecessary deaths here locally. People that would still be here with us.
My wife's mother was one of them.
Wow.
4 years ago.
Well, here's the interesting thing. Kern County.
And that's preventable.
I know it was. And you know how she was. You know who diagnosed her?
How?
Her dog.
Really?
Her dog climbed up on the couch. Emma, which is a mastiff, crawled up on the couch and was snuggling at her left breast and just would not stop. Nose right there.
Wow.
Nose right there. So she calls up Stockdale Radiology. She set up an appointment, came in, got her mammogram, and son of a gun if she didn't have cancer in that breast. And as a matter of fact, Channel 17, I think it was, came out and interviewed her and Emma.
The doctor.
And her doctor was saying, this is amazing, but it happens.
I've heard of that before, Jess.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody. I've never known anybody that happened, but I've heard of that.
Yeah. So she was able to get the radiation therapy and all that, but she eventually lost the battle here a couple of years ago. Yeah, it was too late.
And that's what we want to prevent.
It just went through the whole body.
Yeah.
You know,
it's kind of thing, Jazz. It's for women. This is important. By the way, men can get breast cancer. It's rare.
Is that true?
Yes.
Really?
It's rare. In fact, I had a guy come in, a new patient, 2 weeks ago, and he had a mass in his left breast. And he went to see two other doctors, and they said, it's nothing, forget about it. And he came to see me, and it was actually suspicious. It was hard, okay? Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm sorry, you need to have mammograms. And he looks at me, he says, Doc, he started telling me the story. He's gone to two other docs, and they said, forget about it. And he says, you're the first doc that said you should have a mammogram. He says, I've been trying to get one. And it's rare, all right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to scare men. I've seen, I think, 3 cases in 35 years.
Wow.
All right? It's rare, but it can happen.
It can happen.
It can happen, all right? And I look at it, these low-dose mammograms, they're cheap.
Mm-hmm.
They are state-of-the-art. I mean, to think of it, we've got the first one in California
mm-hmm.
is in Kern County.
Right.
This is a big deal.
Well,
this is better than UCLA.
What exactly is a mammogram? It's not an X-ray. It's not an MRI.
Well, it uses X-ray to look at the tissues.
Okay,
the breast.
I figured it must because it's different from an X-ray, right?
It is. And it's just the way that you acquire the image. But it's really important for preventing and for catching that that first little mass that starts to form.
Right.
Because then it's easily treatable.
Yeah. Right.
If you
right.
catch it early.
It really is, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, we had.
If you catch it soon enough, the survival rate is very good.
Oh, yeah. Most people aren't going to die from it. You know, if you catch it early enough, you can even suck it out. We can do that right in our office with a little suction biopsy. It's gone.
Really?
Because it's so
no,
little.
This is true.
I've never
yeah.
heard
yeah.
that before.
It's
yes.
easy. It's little. It's not invasive.
They have, by the way, this is something else. One of the reasons why we use Stockdale now. We've got phenomenal prices and phenomenal quality, all right? But here's the other thing. I think it's one of the few imaging places. They have a dedicated mini operating room, like, for women's breasts to do right in the office. So you don't even have to go to the hospital.
It's amazing.
Well, that's awesome.
It's amazing.
All right?
It really is.
There's a place for the
our
hospital. Don't get me wrong.
No, I understand that.
There's a place for the hospital. But today, with our neat techniques, mm-hmm. maybe go over the types of image, the ultrasounds, the MR image, all that. Go over that because it'd be good for people to know that.
So we would do a mammogram. We would also do an ultrasound. And both of those together are very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And they increase the chance that if all of those are negative, you do not have breast cancer. You can feel good and confident about that. We can also do a MRI of your breast. That's very helpful. They come out beautiful. And then if you did have something show up on your mammogram or your ultrasound or MRI, we can biopsy that. And we can do that through ultrasound guided or stereotactic, which is a specialized room and machine that removes the guesswork. It's very precise. You're not guessing. You're not taking extra tissue. You're going straight to that cancer. You're pulling it out, sucking it out, and it's gone. And that's it. Or if not gone, we're at least placing a marker to that site so that a surgeon can go in and address
the cancer.
That's
where it is.
All it's right. amazing.
Well, so women are not, for so long, it's not just the threat of death, but it's the threat of a mastectomy.
It is. That's what I was telling Dr. Mensink. It's traumatic.
Yeah. I cannot imagine.
I
can't put myself, well, you can't because you're a woman. So you can put yourself, what if, I would
absolutely.
Feel.
Absolutely.
But as a man, I can't imagine what part, well, I can.
No, I guess that was my husband as well. I know.
You know, Jazz, she said, we had lunch together. She said, made a comment, Dr. Sibeli, that sort of sums up. And only a woman can say this. But here's what Dr. Sibeli said. Women are built to feel beautiful, mm-hmm. and a part of that beauty is their breasts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important for us to empathize with those who have been diagnosed with breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I urge all women to do it. Because today it is... The doses are small, all right? Here's another question. Let me ask you this. A lot of women come in. Talk about the difference between screening mammography and then the added test. Because I have a lot of women say, oh, they're just trying to make more money, all right?
Right.
What goes on?
Right, and I was told that just the other day.
Yeah.
But really, so if you think about the breast tissue, you have the dense type tissue, which mostly younger females will have. And then as we age, it turns to more fatty. But you always have some ratio of both. Am I right, Dr. Mensink?
That's correct.
Yeah. So whatever your ratio is, it doesn't matter. You still need both of those, you know, mammo plus ultrasound to get the best answers for the breast tissue that's dense and fatty because both of those exist together.
What is the cost of those two tests combined?
Well, it just depends. You know, we do have cash rates where if you're insured,
right.
uninsured. Yeah. And then there's so many good programs, especially with Links for Life, that can bridge the gap of what you can or you can't afford.
Yeah. Maybe talk about Links for Life, because this is, to me, where it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we've gone, you know, the Stockdale radiologists sort of gone the second mile and opening this up till the end of the year. But literally, through Links through Life, Or Links for Life. Do they have a number for that? Do you have a number?
I will have to look that up, okay, and I'll get it to you.
Okay, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a break, and we'll come back and pick it up right there. Links
for Life. Links for Life. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back. And by the way, if you have a question or comment for the doctors, please go ahead. 399-1560. 399-1560 is the number. It's the Jazz McKay Show on KNZR.
Kern County, are you ready for that home makeover that's been long overdue? Now's the time. America Ceramics will make your dreams come true. Now with even more to choose from. Go by and check out their new showroom at 4000 Fruitvale Avenue. You can see the product firsthand or check them out online at AmericaCeramics.com. Stop by and see all the beautiful upgrades you can make to your home on a budget. America Ceramics. Stop by 4000 Fruitvale Avenue or online at AmericaCeramics.com and invest in your home today. America Ceramics offers the best prices in town. Give them a call at 587-4002. And remember, with America Ceramics, do it in natural stone.
With America Ceramics, do it in natural stone.
As a homeowner, there's a few things that I can fix or work on myself, but the one thing that I'll leave entirely up to the professionals is the electrical stuff. So when I needed some work done in one of my bathrooms, I did what I always do. I asked my Facebook friends for a good electrician. Several of them suggested Electrical Power Services Incorporated, or EPSI. When I checked out their website, I thought to myself, man, there's just no way. These guys are an industrial electrical company. I can't call them for a bad outlet. But I did. And sure enough, not only do I now have a great electrician for myself, but one I can recommend to my friends, too. These guys do it all, from residential to commercial, overhead lines, oil field work, instrumentation, and controls. They even do those dadgum windmills. You can count on Electrical Power Services Incorporated to do quality work at a great price. So call them today, 396-0907. That's 396-0907. Or Google EPSI Bakersfield. That's EPSI Bakersfield. And tell them Jazz sent you.
If you own a business, there's a point where you begin thinking about how you'll leave the business and what you'll do after you retire. They call this having an exit strategy.
Jim Lamar, president of Greenlawn Funeral Homes and Cemeteries.
Without an exit strategy, things are left to chance, and there's a good chance things won't go the way you want them to. Life's like that too. You should have an exit strategy, a plan for how you'd like to leave this life. Take cremation, for instance. Even if you want things simple, you still want them done with care by people who own their own crematory and can assure chain of custody from beginning to end. By people who will treat those you leave behind just like a friend of the family. If cremation is your choice, call Greenlawn. Let us help you plan your exit strategy.
Greenlawn Funeral Homes and Cemeteries, a friend of the family, with locations in Southwest and Northeast Bakersfield.
Veterans, stop by Teeter's Mobile One on Coffee this Saturday for free oil change, pie, and coffee. Grab a sack lunch and you'll be helping the wounded heroes.
KNZR. Jazz McKay on 1560 AM and 97.7 FM KNZR.
And we're back. Jazz McKay program. It's a free-for-all Friday on KNZR. Dr. Mensink in with us today. And now, when we went to the break, guys, we were talking about Links for Life. Tell me about Links for Life.
So Links for Life, we are partnered with this amazing organization. So Stockdale Radiology works closely with them. We do annual fundraisers, such as the gala coming up in April. Mm-hmm. So they are a local breast cancer organization that covers everything from your diagnosis, your screenings, to your care if you're diagnosed, to even making you feel beautiful as a woman by helping with wigs if you don't have, if you lose your hair with the treatments.
Right. Yeah.
Why do you give them their number and their address,
sure,
too?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
We should do that while we're
on. So their number is 661-322-5601.
And Links for Life is, so they offer financial help.
They do.
for the...
And I don't know what it takes to qualify. That's part, one thing that I will admit I don't know, right. But I will certainly find out.
Here's the neat thing. The Links for Life is even offering for people with insurance. We've been talking this morning people with no insurance, all right?
Right.
But they even offer people with insurance mm-hmm. who have hardships and can't afford their copays. Links for Life will pick that up.
See, that's cool.
Oh, my gosh.
That's amazing. And it's all local. So it's just for Kern.
County.
This is local money going to help our local people. Yeah. All right.
That's good. That's awesome.
That's good.
That's terrific. I hope there are more organizations around the country that are like that, because I think that's...
Hey, but our prices are still really good if you don't take that route. Doctor Radiology does pretty good. It's, like for the mammo, for example, our special is $65 for that screening, and that's good through
and
December.
Are you guys taking donations for the free mammograms for the ladies?
No, not at this point, not yet. But certainly anything that anybody wanted to do for somebody would be amazing.
Yeah.
So I haven't even thought to do that. That's a great idea. Yeah. You're just giving me ideas.
have people donate $65, boom, 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 whatever. And there's a free mammogram for a lady.
$32.50
that
for a half
That's
a breast.
Really good idea.
No, one breast. And that won't go over. We'll do two.
I'm putting that in my notebook. That's good.
I'm glad you like that.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, too, now, you know, I've heard stories, and I can't recall, there was an actress who was very famous. She had breast cancer in her family.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was not diagnosed with breast cancer, but she had a double mastectomy done.
As a prophylactic measure, right.
Yeah. Is that a little extreme, would you say?
No, it just depends. It
has a lot to do with people with the BRCA antigens, and there's certain biological
like
markers. Uh-huh. There's gene markers where the risk is extremely high,
okay.
Especially if you're following, you know, if you're a sister or a mother mm-hmm. or something like that. there are ways of predicting that. By the way, you can take, if you do... urine hormone testing and look at what's called the 216 ratio, you can know if your ratio is correct to prevent the cancer. But many women, that's not routinely done, by the way, okay? A lot of doctors don't even know it exists. So what happens is that for most people, and the insurances won't pay for those tests, all right? Mm. So when you come in such a high-risk category, and let's say you have dense breasts, or let's say you've had some queer things in memory, and you have these genes that are proven to be, you know, you're not down here. Your risk is way up here for having
high
problems.
Risk.
It is sometimes they take both breasts off prophylactically and put implants in.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
okay.
And that's felt to be standard of care. All right,
mm-hmm.
Because these women, you know, if you've got an 80-90% chance of getting cancer, oh my gosh, wouldn't you do it?
I would.
Well, see, as a man, I think the closest thing I can come to is my high risk for testicular cancer. And
right.
Would I have my, removed? I just don't think so.
Well, it's that or die. I know.
You know, something maybe better not go there. But
yeah, no, it's like, ew, God. Oh
I think we're forced
God.
To go there, though. Mentally, emotionally, we're kind of taken to that journey.
Well, you know, here's the other thing, Jazz. In California... has actually a lower risk nationally than overall for breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But, and this is the button, this is the sad part,
mm-hmm.
Kern County is one of the highest counties in the state.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
Why is that? Well,
we don't know why, but here's what my suspicion is. There is a fairly high correlation with the amount of fat tissue and breast cancer.
Yeah.
And your immunity. And we have...
So you think
this
obesity?
We have a second fattest county in the state, you know, second highest amount of diabetes, type 2 diabetes.
Hey, why are you looking at me like that, Doc? Why are you looking at me like that, huh?
But that's...
You're trying to imply something to me, Doc?
Those things raise that risk, all
right?
And I don't know the really... I haven't seen any studies, but that's my suspicion why Kern County is so high. So I look at this as a... You know, this is important for our people here. You know what I mean? This is important.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got, you know... To me, this just blows me away. Kern County, all right, we have one of the few fellowship-trained, breast imaging guys around in our county. We have the only county the only in the first one in California, these low dose machines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's important.
That's important. Mm-hmm. That's bigger than UCLA. I mean, huge. In Little Kern County, and now they've partnered with Links for Life so that we can get everybody in there, money or no money.
So there's no excuse.
Me, Jazz, you don't even have to belong to the practice to do this. This is for everybody. This is a big thing.
Yeah.
So how many locations of Stockdale Radiology are there?
Well, we have one main location, but we have a few different places that we have partial imaging at, such as ultrasound or X-ray options.
There's Stockdale, there's Truxton, and then there's Quest Imaging. I think that's it, right?
Kern.
Kern.
Mm-hmm. Kern's okay. Across the street from us.
Right. Yeah. And it gets a little confusing as to which one is which. Yeah,
by the way, tell them where the office is, because that'd be good where the
Stockdale
is.
Sure, yeah. So Stockdale Radiology is located at 4000 Empire Drive. Okay, it's
Suite
100.
Okay, that's the one I know of right there, right off of Truxton.
Yeah.
It's right off Truxton.
You've got one in Stockdale, I'm assuming.
Yes. Yeah, so
otherwise, I don't know what Stockdale Radiology. Oh, we're not on Stockdale.
I think the initial intention was to be there, and I don't know all the details because I came in, you know, after that part.
Yeah.
So I don't know that actually initial story, but let's just say we're expanding everywhere. We'll be on Stockdale. We'll be everywhere.
All right. No, that's good. You should be on Stockdale. So, everybody should be on Stockdale. Mm-hmm. So.
But to me, this is neat, Jazz. I just, you know, the more older I get, maybe the more I look at our county and what's happening, you know, and there's no excuse. Mm-hmm. That's really what she said. There's options available. The people of Kern County are generous people. This is one of the most generous counties around.
Oh,
you know that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people have given to Links for Life. Links for Life has partnered up with these, you know, Stockdale Radiology to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is first class stuff. I mean, you're not going to get this kind of thing over on the coast. At Santa Barbara, you're not going to get it at UCLA, you're not going to get Cedars or any of these high class places. This is number one. This to me is, oh my goodness. And so I think we need to, as a community, for those women who are at risk,
mm-hmm.
and number two, don't have the money, you better call Stockdale Radiology and Links for Life. Mm-hmm. Let's get you in.
Okay, let's give that number for Links for Life again, please.
Sure, 661-322-5601.
322-5601.
Give him also the number for Stockdale too, because if he
definitely.
Sure. So 661-631-8000.
631-8000.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have all the information.
Oh, yeah.
For you if this sounds like something that you'd be interested in.
Yes.
And certainly it's now. At what age and how often should a lady get a mammogram?
So I'll tell you, most breast cancers are diagnosed at the age of 50 for females.
Okay.
And so it is strongly recommended that you get it between the age, you do screenings at the age of 50 to 74. But now it's more widely recommended and acceptable to start at the age of 40 if you're of average risk. So if you have normal risk factors, you don't have the BRCA genes, you don't have the family history, those are things that would increase your risk and you would want to go more often. If you're taking hormones, like Dr. Mensink mentioned earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're on bioidentical hormones, we have our women do their mammograms every year.
Right.
The risk is very low, mm-hmm. but we want to catch it early if there's any problems.
So screening.
I've never had a patient with bioidentical hormones get cancer,
mm-hmm.
but you want to be very, very sure because that risk is very low, but it's still
there. But it's still there.
Present.
And I think the concern always has been that the exposure to the radiation
mm-hmm.
will cause cancer.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, and so that's why do it not like every 6 months, but every year would make more sense. But with the low dose radiation, which you guys have, the only place in California that does.
Yes.
That risk is decreased significantly.
Oh my
gosh!
Imagine.
Yes. Yeah.
By the way, Jess, while we're talking about bioidentical hormones, and we're going to probably in the next couple of weeks bring on our new pharmacy. But for the practice, as you know, we've tried very hard for our practice patients to lower the cost. You know, our goal for our practice patients is cost-effective quality care in a concierge environment for the common man. So we do a lot of bioidentical hormones. I believe in them. They're phenomenal. They keep women young, all right? They keep men young. They don't make you live longer, but they keep you young.
Okay.
But and we've had a price for about $40 per month. You have to pick it every month. But we have just partnered with a new pharmacy, Hena's Pharmacy, where we've got our price down to $25 a month. That's significant saving for our patients.
Wow, no kidding.
This is OB, big deal. All right. So we're going to be we'll announce that later on, but this is as of yesterday. That's a big deal for our patients. To me, that's exciting.
Let's take a phone call. We've got Craig hanging on real quick here. Let's get him in before we leave. Hey, Craig, how are you, brother?
Hey, Jess. Hey, Doc, I got a question for you, buddy.
Yeah, what is it?
I know you're not an orthopedic specialist, but when I go to a rheumatologist and she reads my MRIs, from right over there at Stockdale Imaging, over there on Stockdale Highway, where you're all talking about, she goes, oh, yeah, okay, you go see this guy. And I'm sitting there going, okay, well, but I'm starting reading all this stuff on these papers, both my shoulders, right? And they set me up with an appointment with this Tom Cho. And I'm like, is this something serious I got to deal with here? And the list, it was a laundry list for both shoulders. Tears, spurs, scarring. It just went on and on. I'm sitting there going, oh, what the hell?
Craig, let me give you some suggestions, all right?
Yes.
Two things. There's actually two or three issues that you're talking about. I had a gentleman, one of my patients, who ended up having an abdominal ultrasound, and he ended up having an aneurysm of his aorta. And he is just panicked, all right? And, in fact, some people that talked to him just, you know, put his antennas way up here kind of thing. And it wasn't even serious. It wasn't large enough to you know, it has to be watched. And he called me just panicked, all right? And I spent about a couple of minutes going over what it is, what it means, what needs to be done. Are those things that need to be done? You can't forget about it, but it's not going to kill you. You know, you got time kind of thing. But what we see a lot of times is a lot of patients, they don't have a medical background. And they'll look at the radiology reading. They don't know what they're talking about. So they get on the web and they start looking, and all of a sudden they go, oh, my gosh. And they get themselves all worked up and
for no reason. You know, Doc, I didn't do that. I was just going by her reaction.
Okay.
Her name is Pamela over there at Dr. Bender's office, and she was just like,
Okay, let's go to the third issue, Craig, all right? Is that all you have to understand, all doctors have areas of expertise. Do you follow what I'm saying? Another, let's say your rheumatologist that orders MRI, the rheumatologist may have been looking for something and she didn't find what she was looking for that's in her area of expertise. So that rheumatologist will send you to another doctor because there's another issue. His area, all right? Now, let me give you, this is a philosophy, what we do at the practice, all right? I tell my patients, I am going to be your doctor. I'm going to be the screener of your doc of everything. If you get a study done, you're going to bring it to me, and I'm going to tell you where you're going to go, because I can interpret how important this is, what the issue is, and whether it's something that we need to do now, maybe not, or maybe forget about it, or maybe reimage 6 months later. And that's where you
save. So don't take a referral necessarily from an imaging.
Go see your private primary care doctor. See him first.
Okay.
Let
you know
him
what I'm
going to
do? I'm going to do, you know what I'm going to do, Jess and Doc? I got to go see this guy next Wednesday. I'm going to get a report from him. I'm going to call you back and tell him what he says.
There you go.
No, but seriously, all right? Seriously.
There you go. Craig, thanks for calling, brother. I appreciate it. I tell you what, if anybody else has questions, let's go ahead and do another segment.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Will the others list, hang on the list?
399-1560 is our number if you have a question or comment, not just on the topic of breast cancer, but on anything, any medical questions at all. 399-1560. We'll be right back after this with more of the Jazz McKay Show on KNZR.
Good afternoon. Honor Flight Kern County held a day-long fundraiser yesterday at three locations. KNZR was on hand, and so were lots of KNZR listeners. The all-volunteer group says thousands of dollars were collected to fly veterans to Washington, D.C. to see their memorials. Thank you, Kern County. Thank you, KNZR listeners. Scams targeting veterans are on the increase. The U.S. Postal Service and AARP's Fraud Watch Network have a new campaign called Operation Protect. protect veterans. Research shows that 80% of vets have been targeted by scammers. A caller will offer veterans a lump sum to buy out their future pension or disability benefits. In yet another scam, the victim is offered, for a fee and some personal information, access to job listings from companies supposedly seeking to hire veterans. The annual Bakersfield Veterans Day Parade is tomorrow, beginning at 10 a.m. at L and 21st Streets. And after the parade, join KNZR and Jazz McKay from noon to 3 for a salute to veterans and a live broadcast at Sparkling Image Car Wash on H Street. Checking Chevron Weather Center, Veterans Day weekend forecast. Mostly sunny today with a high near 67. Clear tonight with a low around 50. On Veterans Day, sunny and a high near 67. I'm Bill Curtis on KNZR, Bakersfield's talk radio leader.
Recently, the Fresno Teachers Association voted to go on strike if Fresno Unified School District and the union do not reach a mutual agreement. While Fresno Unified is actively working towards finding common ground, we are offering California certificated substitute teachers $500 per day to step up and teach in the event of a teacher strike. Training and curriculum will be provided. Apply to be a Fresno Unified substitute by visiting FresnoUnified.org.
Too cold or too hot, give Holders a shot. Holders.
It's time to use the heater again. Call Holders Heating and Air to get your 20-point inspection to ensure that your heater is working efficiently. Count on Holders to keep your family safe and warm. Discounts on new units, too. For same-day appointment, some restrictions apply.
Too cold or too hot, give Holders a shot. Holders.
864-1925.
Holders.
Who's powering your world?
A1 Battery.
Who carries batteries of all kinds?
A1 Battery.
Scooters, garage door openers, motorhomes, golf carts, key fobs, car batteries, and more.
Even power wheels and electric wheelchairs.
A1 Battery.
Who has honest, reliable, courteous customer service in all of Kern County?
A1 Battery.
Who has two radio dispatch trucks and emergency service that will come to you when you're stranded with fast, dependable service?
A1 Battery.
Who has what you need for all your battery needs?
A1 Battery.
Trust your family with A1 Battery. Honest, reliable, and courteous customer service.
A1 Battery.
With three locations to choose from, serving Kern County since 1960. Call 589-1433 for an A1 Battery nearest you.
A1 Battery.
589-1433.
A1 Battery.
Let A1 Battery power your world.
Hi, my name is Mary. I had a remodel of my kitchen done by Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen. We loved the job that they did. We started with another company and Dreammaker had to come in and take over and finish our kitchen remodel. They did a wonderful job. We, you know, with our experience before, we were a little apprehensive about a new company coming in, and they were wonderful. They made us feel at ease, they answered all of our questions, and it made us feel confident that we could get this finished. The one thing I loved about Patty and Everett was that they were so easy to talk to and very down to earth, and we could explain what we wanted and we didn't feel pressured, but we felt like they heard us and they listened to what we needed.
From cosmetic upgrades to complete transformations, call Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen today for a free consultation. Enhancing lives, improving homes. That's the Dreammaker difference. Call 837-1117. That's 837-1117.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Honda and Nissan owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at AutismSpeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
KNZR, Bakersfield's talk radio leader.
Chaz McKay on 1560 AM and 97.7 FM KNZR.
Happy, happy, happy birthday, ladies and gentlemen, to the United States Marine Corps. We have the Air Force theme song here. And happy Veterans Day to all my veteran listeners and current military personnel. Let's go to Don, who's got a question for the doctors this afternoon. Don, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
All right. What you got for me?
Well, I really respect the doctor's opinion on a lot of things. I've listened to him for a long time on your show. But I've dealt with low back pain forever, it seems like. Mm-hmm. And for the last year and a half to 2 years, it's been generating pain down my left buttocks and down my left leg to my knee. And now it's generating pain in my ankle. I understand it's a sciatic nerve. And I'm just wondering what kind of treatment there is for that, because I'm tired of taking pain pills all the time.
All right, Don. Let's talk. This is most likely sciatica. All right. There's a few other things that are rare, like piriformis syndrome, that can complicate it. It's hard to diagnose, and a lot of doctors aren't really competent at diagnosing it. But it's rare. Most of these are sciatica. All right. Here's the first question that has to be addressed, Don. Number one, if you have no bowel or bladder symptoms, all right, you're not peeing or wetting your pants. All right. Number two, so you have bowel or bladder control. And number two, you have no weakness. You got lots of time. It's pain. Sorry, tough luck. I don't quite mean it that way, but it's not an emergency, all right? Now,
right.
Number two is, what do you do about that pain, all right, if you don't have those other issues going on? First of all is that a doctor has to look at you and make the diagnosis, because there's other things that can occur, all right? They're rare. But most of these, it's a simple diagnosis. It's a clinical diagnosis. Number two, I am a strong believer, if it lasts more than 6 months or is getting worse, you need to be imaged, all right? And that means two things. You need an MRI, all right, and you need flexion extension x-rays of a lumbar sacral spine to see if there's any movement. No other x-rays are needed. Those two, or there's no other imaging is needed. Just a flexion extension x-rays of a lumbar sacral spine, and you need to have an MR, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Because with that, you can tell what the anatomy is and what the issue is. Number two, is there any instability? Because if number one, if there's instability, you need surgery. I'm sorry, forget everything else you're doing. You need surgery. You're not going to get better until you have rods and screws. I'm sorry, kind of thing. If you once the imaging is done, the person reading that, all right, and the doctor is going to ask one of three questions. Number one, Don, is this a surgical issue? All right. It does know if this is a surgical issue, and it does no use doing other treatment. You need surgery. I'm sorry, tough luck. That's the way you're going to go. All right. The second thing is, this not a surgical issue? All right. And it may not. By the way, most of them are not surgical issues. All right. And number three is in between. This may be a surgical issue, but we're not quite yet, and we're going to treat you and see what happens. All right. In fact, that's a large portion of these people do. Now, what do you do for sciatica? All right. Number one, if you have acute injury, 2 or 3 days of bed rest does marvelous. All right. If you put a couple, big pillows under your knees,
right,
flex the pelvis back a bit to just get the acute heat off. All right. Number two, you need to see your physician. And there are several neat little tricks that work that are actually very simple. All right. Most doctors start out with nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories. All right. And then they will add physical therapy. All right. You have to be careful with therapy, because therapy, if it's done too early or not at the right time, can make it worse. All right. So you don't want to, especially if you have insurance issues, you don't want to pick that at the right time. All right.
Right.
Because it can literally make it worse, so that, oh, you failed therapy, we need to go to surgery, kind of thing. You may not need to do that right away. So there's the doctor has to look at you and say, are you a good candidate right now for therapy, or do you need to settle down for a bit? You're too hot. Let's do it 3 weeks from now or whatever. All right. That's a clinical judgment by your doctor. The third thing that works extremely well is high-dose steroids, all right? And if you, let's say you did these things, all right, and you nothing's working, the next thing we would do is I would give you a 4-milligram dexamethasone tablet. It's all right. It's called Decadron. It's really cheap. It doesn't cost. It's a couple pennies a pill. All right. And you take a 4 milligrams, 4 times a day for 5 days, 20 pills. It costs. It's very reasonable. All right. This is one of the most powerful steroid combinations. All right. The second thing I would give you is Valium for 5 nights. You won't get hooked on the Valium. You don't take any booze with it or anything like that, or any narcotics with it. But you take Valium for 5 nights. Why would I give you Valium? Doctors give you Valium because these patients, Jazz, they are so spastic and tight. It just sort of builds on it. Yeah. So if I give you Valium at night, Valium is a phenomenal tranquilizer, but it is the world's best muscle relaxant known to man. There is nothing better out there. There is nothing better. So if I give you Valium every night for 5 nights, what happens is you wake up every morning with less spasm, and it helps to break that cycle of spasm so it starts to get better.
Gotcha.
Now, what does the dexamethasone do? It's a powerful cortisone. It's a phenomenal, powerful cortisone. What does it do? It goes to those you have a nerve root that's coming through usually some foramen or that's getting blocked, all right? And it's pinching that nerve root. That's a simple way. It's more complex than that, but that's a simple way of thinking of it. And so that nerve root is all swollen. So what does the cortisone do? It takes that swelling and decreases the swelling. Now there's enough room for that nerve root, and the pain goes away. And that combination alone can be magic, all right? I've had patients, you know, they think I walk on water because they walked in, you know, hobbling in, you know, and they 5 days later, they're like new people. It doesn't last forever, all right? The next thing that many doctors will do once you've done those things is that they will give you epidurals. Like if you came to my office and that didn't work, I'd set you up next week for an epidural, and we do an epidural in the office. Epidurals work. They can be phenomenal. I have patients that I give epidurals 2 or 3 times a year. They're pain-free for their life, and they go for years like that. Many times the epidurals will wear out. That's not the quite way, but they will quit working. And usually what happens, the pathology gets worse or the muscle strength gets poorer, whatever happens, all right?
Is that actually an injection in the spine?
Yes, it's an injection in your spine, all right? We do it right in the office, all right? It's an injection in. And essentially you put a needle through into this around the covering of the spinal cord, and you inject some cortisone, or dexamethasone, the same thing I gave you orally, but right where it's needed, all right? And often with a little bit of marking, some numbing medicine. But typically we give a series of, most doctors will give you a series of three. They can work magic, all right? If they're done right, they're amazing. And if that doesn't work, then you need to consider surgery.
Unfortunately. But maybe that'll help. I hope so, Don.
I certainly appreciate it. That sounds great.
You take care, brother.
Okay, thank you.
Take care of yourself. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Epidural for pain relief.
Yes, there's a whole bunch of pain procedures, Jazz, that are, the area of pain medicine is amazing. All right, maybe we should talk about that one of these times.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
There's amazing things out there.
With the way doctors and pharmacists and patients, you know, are being treated nowadays with as far as the opioids, you know, the evil opioid. Oh, the opioid epidemic. Oh my God, sweeping the nation. They're taking pain medication away from people that need it. Mm-hmm. You got to replace it with something.
You know,
if you're going to take away people's access to morphine or Dilaudid or whatever, Oxy, you've got to have something to replace it, because there are people, and the majority of the people that use opioids are in fact in legitimate need of them.
Yeah. Jazz, probably the most important thing I can leave with patients with the opioid crisis, all right, is number one, where people get caught with opiates are the tachyphylaxis and increasing doses with less effect, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, all opioids, all mm-hmm. right, suppress a part of the brainstem that has to do with sleeps. And if you add alcohol, any other narcotic or any other tranquilizer or anything else that suppresses that, or you've got sleep apnea, you're going to die and it's over. And that's the problem. It's often the opioids mixed with other things that gets you.
We'll take another break. We'll be right back. And we got one more caller. Gary, you're next on KNZR.
Paul Blanco's Good Car Company has given thousands of Californians a fresh start, helping people get the BMW, Toyota, or Cadillac of their dreams. Plus, we can help rebuild your credit reputation.
I bought my last two cars from Paul Blanco, and my credit score has improved by 100 points.
Click PaulBlanco.com for Chevy Sparks under 11 grand, Toyota and Honda four-doors under 14 grand, and rates start at 2.9%. Let over 100 lenders compete to approve you, only at PaulBlanco.com.
Meet Paul Sheldon's client, Steve Woods.
If you're like me and you've been confused about where to go and about what to do about Medicare supplemental insurance, there's only one place for you to go to find the ones that really know how to ease your mind and take away those supplemental blues. That's Paul Sheldon Insurance. Paul and the staff really are the best in town. They eased my troubles, took away my blues, and they can do the same for you at Paul Sheldon Insurance. Hi, everyone. My wife and I are lifelong residents of Bakersfield, and if you want to lose those supplemental blues, I highly recommend you see Paul and his staff at Paul Sheldon Insurance.
Call Paul Sheldon at 398-2298 or just Google Paul Sheldon Health Insurance.
Hi, I'm Warren Plaskett with Stockdale Air. Let's call this an advertising minute. You know, to sell something, you need to tell people what you're selling, but never to the extent of offending or being a nuisance. I'm sure you've been annoyed by telephone marketers selling things you most likely don't want or already have. They just won't take no for an answer. Here's my promise: to never be a nuisance, bore, or invade your privacy. Yes, I want to advertise to you. I want to offer my products and services, but never at the expense of your time, privacy, or intelligence. Just a quick, can I help you? Get the job done, and then say thanks. Your time is valuable, and we won't waste it. We will be available when you need us. Stockdale Air, purveyors of fine air conditioners, ice machines, refrigeration units, and custom sheet metal. 40 years, 24 hours. Stockdale Air, 399-0100. 399-0100. Find us on the web or Facebook. Thanks for your minute of time.
KNZR. Chaz McKay on 1560 AM and 97.7 FM KNZR.
Welcome back, Jazz McKay program, and we have Gary with a question for you, Doc. Hey, Gary, I don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to get to you, man. I appreciate you hanging on.
Thank you, sir. I'll be brief. I was diagnosed 2 years ago with a 50% blockage in the main aorta connecting both hemispheres of the heart. I was put on cholesterol control medicine, which is great now, and blood pressure medicine, 81 milligram aspirin. Anyways, a mutual acquaintance had the same thing, and he started taking something called pectin. It's what our grandmothers used to use to dissolve the fleshy part of fruit and put the
gel and jelly in the jelly.
And he started taking it, and his was completely dissolved within a year. His doctors couldn't believe it. I'm fighting this. I've gone to a lot more fruit and veggies, no more sodas, and I'm a 65-year-old smoker. What can you tell me about that? Or niacin, or anything else that might slowly dissolve this problem.
Real quickly, there's a whole bunch of things, but number one, you're going to do what your doctor says, all right? Because you've already got proven heart disease, all right?
Right.
Number two, all right? This is not a thing that I'm going to stop my asthma, I'm going to stop this or whatever, all right? Number two is that there are a few things, but probably the simplest thing and fastest and easiest, we talked about this, I think, in January, is you want to eat high-dose pycnogenol fruits and vegetables, colored for like berries, all right? Blueberries, raspberries, blackberries. Because it came out, and what's happened real quickly, there have been, you know, we have all these failed cardiac patients, cardiac cripples with all these blockages, with proven MR, proven angio disease before and after, and there's all these case reports of people with high-dose pycnogenol intake, these berries, essentially reversing their coronary artery blockages for men. And to me, that's fantastic. And that's the first thing I would do. But do not stop what you're doing with your regular doctor. Get him on board as part of that team. There's a whole bunch of other things you can do, but I think the simplest, if it was me, I'd start eating, I'd eat a handful of blueberries or raspberries or blackberries every meal for about a year.
Mm. Yes, I eat the blueberries. Yeah. Will any of the other berries, like strawberries or whatnot, have a positive effect? Yeah.
Yes, I can't tell it. Here's the thing, Gary. There is no research that this will work. But there are dozens and dozens of case reports out there right now, and you're proven resolution of all of their coronary artery hard plaques, and it's all goes back to picnogel. So I can't tell you if you do that it'll work, but there is really no downside to it. Only good. All right.
Thank you, doctor. How about niacin?
It's good, but do the picnogenol.
Very good. Thank you so much. I sure appreciate it.
Take care, Gary. We'll talk to you again soon. All right, so before we go here, tell me again what we have over at Stockdale Radiology the ladies should be very excited about here.
Oh, yeah, sure. So running until December, we have the $65 mammograms if you don't have insurance. If you do have insurance, then that's different, and you'll have to call us, and we'll be happy to give you the price for that. But if you, whatever the case is, come on in. So we will figure out that part after.
And the neat thing is, if you don't have the funds, they will hook you up with the Links for Life. Mm-hmm. There's money available. There's good people in this county who have donated to help you.
Yeah, and the next time they have you said there's a fundraiser coming up in April for Links for Life. Be sure and contact me.
And
we'll have you back, and with some folks probably, if you can bring from Links for Life, and we'll do a little promo for that event.
Yeah,
because I think that's a great cause. That really is. That's a great cause. So once again, what's the phone number over at Stockdale Radiology?
661-631-8000.
631-8000. That's 631-8000. Do they need referrals from their doctors, or can they call and make an appointment?
If you are over the age of 40, you can walk right in.
Great.
You do not need to have a referral, but you do have to have a doctor that you can tell us where you want the report to go to.
The report sent to,
So that, you know, they can discuss the results with you.
And if you don't have a doctor, go to drmensink.com.
Go to
drmensink.com and sign up for the practice. That story is great meeting you. It's good seeing you, my friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, most doctors, you look like a doctor. Most doctors are, you know, old white-haired guys like you. But I don't usually see doctors that look like her.
she's a beautiful
young lady.
Thank you, Jazz.
All right. We will be right back. More of the Jazz McKay Show to come. We've got one more hour of a free-for-all Friday. This is KNZR.